Plum Love Foods Live, taking the last little bit of memory on your phone.
Coming up on the next Plum Love Foods Live, we feed the homeless celery until they're full.
Then we ask Mario Batali about his love life.
Plum Love Foods Live, we invented podcasts.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Can you shut the fuck up for 30 seconds? You might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Foods Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. It's 2021. Unbelievable. We have made it. 2020 is over. Who would have thought? No more COVID. 2021 got rid of that right away. We're so excited about that. Unbelievable things happening in the world. Starbucks has a pistachio latte. What in the fuck does that even mean? Who knows? I'm telling you right now, Starbucks is also talking about doing a meatless Monday. The world is falling to pieces. Dogs and cats living together. Jesus Christ, Reese's peanut butter cups now have a marshmallow top. I don't even know how to explain what's happening with 2021. It's off to an amazing start already. But the problem is that my co-host, one of the Good Brothers, who we love dearly, has fallen victim to 2020. That's right, friends. Good Brother Jeffy is not around anymore. Jeffy has contracted the COVID. COVID went out like a lion and took Jeffy with him. So sitting in here on the pinch hitting, hanging out with us tonight, the one, the only Chef Dave. Dave, good evening, brother. How are you?
Yo, good. How you doing?
Fantastic, man. Damn shame to hear about Jeffy, isn't it? I like the guy.
Wait, so like he's dead?
I mean, he got the COVID. Isn't that what they assume?
Oh, is that how that works?
I mean, that's what I thought. But nonetheless, Jeffy contracted the COVID. He's not on the program. And clearly that means I already asked if I could have his knife kit. I got to get it over to his wife and see if I can get that. What else do you want from Jeffy? Do you something you want to get from him?
I wasn't really thinking about that. I'm kind of sad that I heard he just died.
Oh,
so,
well, I mean,
a little bit in shock right now.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, here's the thing. I like to keep it moving, keep talking. You know, Jeffy would want it that way. Keep the show going. Keep people happy, making smiles, you know, making people full, not hungry, smiling, laughing, and happy. That's what Jeffy would want right now. He wouldn't want us being upset about his untimely demise to the COVID. No. He would want us to celebrate him by making fantastic food and talking to everybody. So, T's and P's all around, Jeffy. T's and P's.
T's and P's.
Thoughts and prayers.
All right. Well, he's dead, so.
Yeah. I mean, allegedly.
Prayers. Okay.
Allegedly. Oh, allegedly. Great. I mean, it would be funny if next week he comes back and he's under a hood. He comes back like Mr. America in wrestling that turns out was Hulk Hogan, but we all knew it.
Oh, that would be crazy. That would be crazy.
Just have him come back. Yeah, Jeffy's got the COVID. I feel bad for him. He's doing all right, guys. He's hanging in there with the family. They all got it, so they're quarantining at the palatial Chef Jeffy Southampton Estate, Dave.
Nice. Well, you know, I hope they get well soon and speedy recovery and all that stuff. You know, send them some balloons with smiley faces and shit.
Hey, I would like to see some smiley face balloons for Jeffy. I'm going to see if I can get him on the phone here. I want to get an update on how it feels to have the COVID and see exactly what I could get, what you could get. In case he does pass on, you know.
You know, it'd be hilarious. Like, we should send them an edible arrangement, seeing as how they can't smell or taste anything, and just be like, ha ha.
But you can look at it. It's beautiful. They're flowers made of pineapples. Who doesn't want that?
Sometimes they're cookies. You know, you get them like cookie ones, the cookie bouquets or baskets or whatever that is.
They do have those.
Well, I'm trying to get Jeffy, but it's looking like it may not work out. I know he's having. I think the COVID is actually affecting his Wi-Fi at the house too.
Is that? Oh, it's like it's a computer virus now too, huh?
Oh, dude, the COVID will get you from everywhere. You got to be careful, man. Hey, Dave, it takes all of us. Okay, it takes all of us.
What does that mean?
I mean, it takes all of us to get rid of the COVID.
Okay.
For me, if I continue to drink Guinness, that's how I don't get it. So I'm happy to report that. That works very well, too. If you don't want to get the COVID, just have some Guinness.
What about rum? I'm drinking some Brugal 1888 right now.
Just fucking perfect. That's all you got to do right there. Well, I tried to get Jeffy. Maybe we'll try him again later on. He didn't answer. Or maybe the Wi-Fi is not working. But hopefully he'll be back
or
with
maybe
us. But if he's,
he actually just died.
Maybe he did. Maybe should we send like a T's and P's card to his family? You know, condolences?
I don't know, man. Vibes. Let's not put those vibes out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, God, Jeff died, and then boom, and then it's our fault.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't do that. That's a good idea. Dave, 2021 is here. I don't really feel that different. Do you?
Nah, fuck 2021 already.
Seriously?
2022, that's where it's going to be.
That's it, huh? That's
maybe.
It.
Maybe not. This could be like that whole like 1560 or 1589 stretch. It just fucking stretched over. The 580 or 560 stretch.
Well, listen, I always like to get your input because you are a very intelligent human being, contrary to what some of our other good brothers think about you. The shit that we don't have to listen. We're a big time food program here, Dave. We're not going to talk about politics, right? But we have to bring it up a little bit, right? What the fuck happened yesterday?
A cult action.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that was totally like that was some cult shit. I don't even know if like that wasn't what I was watching was a Trump cult taking over a building.
Well, look, you live in Detroit, so you see shit like this every day.
Yeah, well, there's like supposedly 8,000 Trump supporters coming to Michigan tonight to Macomb County. So we'll see where
what?
The fuck
what
that
the hell
goes.
Is in Michigan.
A lot of more Trump people, I guess. I'm not sure. I guess they're just going to rally for shits and giggles.
I mean, the crazy shit that's going on. I guess there was a picture that the Washington Post put up that they published in the paper that apparently was supposed to be of all those protesters and stuff that were there. And it looks like hundreds of thousands of people. But it turns out the picture was from an anti-gun protest in 2018. The guy who took it said, look, here's the picture from my stuff that I took as a photojournalist, and it's just, I don't know what, the world's fucking going crazy. My favorite was the Joe Rogan. Do you follow Joe Rogan on Instagram?
You know what? I'm not sure. I believe I follow him on TikTok. That's like the new, I'm trying to stay current with all the cool kids.
Well, he posted a picture on his Instagram of like a bunch of the dude wearing the weird, like, you know, the bison outfit with no,
oh, the fucking, I don't even know what to call him, dude.
But you know what I'm talking
about. The Trump
Viking? Yeah, the guy's wearing, he doesn't have a shirt on, he's got like a brown khaki pants on and the Order of the Bison helmet on, and basically it's a picture and the guy's standing like right in the middle of Congress, and Joe Rogan just said, "Dear aliens, now would be a good time," which is fucking great.
You want to hear something really funny about that? This guy was interviewed, and someone sent me the interview tape, and he's talking about existence on other planes, and that's why he can see that like this is the right thing to do, and how he's going to see the outcome before anybody else has seen the outcome because he can exist outside of his body in another existence while he's watching this one. And I was like, oh, okay, this is starting to make sense now. They're just all fucking crazy.
This guy's a legend. We should get this guy on the show.
I don't think we should.
This guy's a legend. Are you kidding me? That sounds amazing. Look, hey, big time political show right now, aren't we?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. food's political anyway, so we might as well just run with it.
Just stop hurting people, right? Can we just stop hurting people? Like, let's just be fucking cool.
Well, that's one thing that's like it's the bottom line is somebody died during this because
five people are dead now from it.
What? I heard one. Like we're
it's five. Five people are dead from what happened yesterday now. Yeah, it started off with the woman who got shot, the Air Force veteran, she got shot and she's dead, and then a couple of, I think two cops lost a lot. Anyway, it's five people are dead total from yesterday. It's just ridiculous, man.
Yeah. No.
Just stop. just stop.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where all this goes. I mean, I think the 20th or the 21st or whatever is going to be a pretty tense day for everybody at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I have people in my family who are just the craziest human. Like, people who I used to regard as very highly intelligent individuals have fucking lost their minds. I don't understand it. But, you know.
Well, that's the thing. It, like I just said, dude, it's a cult. Like, there are people who actually, for some reason, are like, you know, he'll switch something. And then there are people who are, it's like, it's an extremism. Is yeah. pretty much what it is. There's people who are Trump supporters, and then there's Trump extremists. I mean, I don't know which one's better, but still, at the same time, it's like, what the fuck?
I don't know, man. Just listen. It's just be cool, man. Stop hurting people. No one needs to get hurt during any of this shit. Any kind right? of just stop hurting people. Like,
eh?
Don't be an idiot. Go fucking have a beer and fucking relax.
And the funny thing is, I mean, they all prove that, like, walls don't work. So
I thought that was
hysterical.
I saw what you did there. That was fucking hysterical. I saw what you did there. You should have got more points for that, but I saw a post on Instagram about that earlier.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's yeah. just, it's...
Hey, if you guys want to, a friend of ours, NYC, it's on Instagram, at NYC Hoboken, she posts some of the funniest fucking memes you'll ever see. I think that's her Instagram handle. You know who I'm talking about? Jamie? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's Jamie's.
Her memes are so funny. She makes me laugh all the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I'll wake up, and then I'll have just, like, a DM full of memes, and I'm yeah. like, okay, hold on, I gotta piss before I check. So
I mean, she scours the internet for the best memes ever, and I like to call her the meme news anchor. That's what she is. That's not a thing. I made that up.
Well, it is now.
There it is.
You know what? We have microphones, and that makes us experts.
My man, he's learning. Listen, tonight we got a fun show. Our good friend of the program, Miss Metaverse, the futurist herself, is going to join us here to tell us what's going to happen here in the future. Now, Miss Metaverse is different than some of our other guests, Dave. Like, we've had, you know, psychics on. That's not what Miss Metaverse is. She's not a psychic. We've had our good brother David Wedley on the program. You know, he's a paranormal expert and alien expert. That's not what she is. She's an expert on the future, like what's coming, how the world's going to change, and of course how we're all going to be robots at some point in our lives.
That's what's up. I'm kind of like excited about that, the whole robot part, because then I can get, you know, the robot eye.
You know, oh, that'd be good for you. You know what I don't want? Is I don't want them weird-ass seashells they used in that Sandra Bullock and Sylvester Stallone used in Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. Yeah. Those are to wipe your ass.
No, that's not what they're for.
That's why they're on the back of the toilet. Those three seashells are to wipe your... Let's ask her when she comes on, be like, do we wipe our ass with seashells in the future?
I think we should ask her that.
Yeah.
So yeah, good times tonight, hanging out with Metaverse, talking about the future of food. Dave's sitting in with us, big T's and P's out there for Jeffy. We hope he makes it through. If he doesn't, anything that you guys may want from Jeffy, let us know. Shoot us an email at media@plumlovefoods.com or hit me on Instagram @chef_plum and tell me, and we can definitely get you in the will for Jeffy so you can get whatever you want.
I just what? Thought of something.
Oh.
That I want. He just got a Prius, so I want that. If you know, if
it's a nice one too. It's the Prius.
It's 2020
Prime.
Or something. It's yeah. dope. So
that's what he's telling me. 100 miles to the gallon, dude.
Hell yeah! Let me get the newest thing he got. That's what I want.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that. It's not paid off though. Plus, you have to get the car payments.
I don't want it anymore.
So it should be a pretty fun show tonight, man. We're looking forward to it. I'm going to pop the top on a cold Guinness and pour it in my glass and get organized. Dave is going to have a look at some vitamins he's going to take, I'm sure, and pour himself a cold glass of rum. Are you drinking the rum straight, or how are you drinking it?
Straight. Like, just, you know, room time. Just in a glass.
Put some rocks in it. I always like a little rocks in it.
You know, sometimes I do too, but this is a really good rum. Like, I don't even want to water it down. Well, it wouldn't water it down. It would open it up a little bit, but I just like... Because it's got
like
a
temperature. Nice. I want it to be cold, you know?
I don't want it to be, like, too cold, you know?
Yeah, it's
I don't
a
know.
Personal opinion, I guess.
To each their own.
There it is. All right, listen, you guys stay right there. When we come back, we're hanging out with our good friend, Miss Metaverse. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live with your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Dave, we'll see you right back here in just a second. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com. Plum Love Foods, changing vegan lives one at a time.
On the next Plum Love Foods, we debunk the myth that bleach is not edible.
Plus, it's our peanut allergy or actor charades contest.
Plum Love Foods Live, turning your kitchen into the Terror Dome. Oh, that's right. Plum Love Foods Live right here on a Thursday, the first show of 2021. We're going to kick it off with a great guest. It's a great episode. As soon as our man Dammit Beast drops his beat. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Dave. I like this dude.
Yeah, I dig it.
That dude's all right. I mean, he had a big song actually just come out on social media somewhere or something. I follow the guy on Instagram and got some good shit, man. Got some good shit. Dave, what do you know about the future?
It happens.
Fucking genius. Sometimes you're the smartest human being I know. Hey, you know, here on this program, we've had some pretty fun guests. We made some pretty amazing friends and cool people we get to meet. Our guest is no different. The woman joining us now on this program has done some pretty amazing things in her life, none of which can be trumped by talking and learning and teaching us all about the future of food and the future in general. In my mind, she might be one of the smartest human beings I know on the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program, Miss Metaverse. Yeah, there she is.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good evening, friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm just rocking, ready for the new year. Let's do it.
Hey, I'm with you. Apparently, I thought that COVID was going to be gone after the new year, and that hasn't happened. Jeffy got it.
Ah, man. Seriously, I was hearing the T's and the P's, you know? I mean, shout out to Jeffy.
Hey, if there's something you want, you let me know. We'll make sure we can get it for you, because I'm not sure, you know, we'll see what happens to him.
Okay.
I mean, he's got lots
of
stuff.
He just got a Prius.
He did. Brand new one.
He hurt.
Yeah. Oh.
It's gonna be no. Listen, Jeffy's not dead yet, allegedly. So we're gonna keep tabs on him and hope he makes it through. He's doing well. His family's hanging in there, but they all got it, so they're just kind of quarantining together. You know.
Oh man, it's been crazy.
It's the interesting thing about it, though. The mortality rate is nowhere near what it was when this thing first came out. We did a bunch of pop up shows talking to doctors and chemist people and people who work in like. What do you call those things, Dave? With infectious disease people, and I mean, everybody was kind of all over the place. But now, I mean, you know, I'm a big football fan, and you know, we have somebody goes on COVID. We're like, ah, fuck, we'll see him next week. It's not even a big deal anymore. It's funny how the world changed.
Yeah, it definitely has changed. I mean, I remember I'm in New York City, and I remember when it was, you know, 2 weeks flatten the curve, and you know, then it became 6 to 8 weeks, and right. Then it was the end of summer, then the fall, and then, you know, the new year, and now they're saying could be fall we start seeing things start to go back to normal. But, you know, listen, my heart goes out to everyone in the food service industry. You know, my sister, she's in the catering industry, and, you know, I've been along with her, you know, through this journey, and, you know, it's been a lot of change for everybody, for sure.
Been painful for a lot of people. You know, on my other show on WNPR Seasoned, we talked to a lot of restaurants, a lot of chefs. We have a big episode coming up next week where we're doing a check-in with restaurants and just to kind of see how they're doing. And it's funny because I heard a lot of people are obviously struggling and having trouble, but man, some people are really doing well. I feel like a lot of people who embraced the takeout and made people feel comfortable Dave, I talked to another one today. They're up like 25% what they normally would be this time of year.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I mean, it's the rolling with the punches, but, you know, sometimes it's a lot harder to do than actually, you know what I mean? Easier said than done.
For sure. Now, Miss Metaverse, I got to ask you, in all of your futuristic technology that you have there at your lab in New York City, in the basement down there where you've got those giant computer screens and all that weird technology and the small lab animals you work on and children you keep locked up to test things on, you didn't see any of this coming? You don't know how to fix this?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, listen, what we need now more than ever are dreams and hopes and goals and innovation. That is the most important thing, because the chaos seems to be everywhere, just all around. You know, it's on TV. It's, you know, seeing, as you're talking about earlier, you know, in the intro, how crazy it was with, you know, what happened at the Capitol. And, oh, my goodness. But you know what? I mean, right now, that's why it's so important just to, you know, just turn inward and just think about the future and, like, envision a new future. Just, you know, just tune in, go inwards. I feel like the more we're going inwards right now and just reflecting and readjusting and just, you know, moving towards something better. Through the worst times of my life, you know, there were times where I couldn't see my future. And, you know, those were the scariest times I ever had. But, you know, it was those scary times where I said, oh, my goodness, like, I can't see my future right now. And being a futurist, you know, you can imagine that's, like, super scary.
Yeah, that's your whole gimmick.
You know? I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, it's my life. I've been focused on the future since I was a kid. You know, it's just something I was born with. I've always had a vision of a better humanity, a better way we could be living. That's just not what we're going through right now. And there's so many labels placed on everything, and everything's just so confusing. So that's what I'm saying. You know what? We got to just, you know, everyone do our own part to just stay inspired and, you know, just stay in touch with the better future that we want for ourselves and for our kids, because we could do this. We're not giving up. And you know what, just like you said, like, some people are killing it right now. It's just about, you know, being able to change. That's what the future is. The future is always going to be changing and adjusting and evolving. And that's why, you know, we're here to hype up the future today. You know, we could do this.
Hell yeah. I'm clapping for you. I'm standing up because I couldn't agree more. I gave a little speech, and we'll get into the fun stuff here shortly. Last week's episode, Dave, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and I'm not a big fan of them, but this year I made a resolution to be accountable for everything in my life, and that includes my friends, that includes being accountable for Dave, being accountable for you, Miss Metaverse, anybody who's my friend, who's in my world, being accountable for, and because I think that we could use more accountability for everybody these days, and that's not a bad thing, not being accountable in a bad way, even being accountable in a good way, just, you know, to say hello, to check in, text somebody, hey, love you, buddy, I haven't heard from you, hope you guys are doing well. Being accountable in that way, I think, is a good thing for everybody. So, you know, maybe that's a way of looking out for the future as well.
Absolutely. That human interaction and connection. Sure, you know, we weren't able to do it physically in person this last year, but, you know, I think a lot of people just found really innovative ways to stay connected.
Yeah.
And, you know, as cheesy as it is, or as some people, you know, were looking down upon it in some ways, you know, thank goodness we do have technology and we are able to stay connected and, you know, have Zoom dinners with family overseas or, you know, across the U.S. Because, you know, let's say, you know, we're in the worst situation, you know. I mean, it's important. It's important to have more technology and connection and to be able to work around things in times of crisis. And, you know, I think that people have really been pushing through, and I think it's, you know, this is the beginning of a whole new chapter, and that's it. You
listen, I still believe in people. I do. And people can make technology. People can take care of each other. Our greatest strength as people is our ability to adapt. And we are like chameleons when it comes to it. So I think we'll be fine. We'll get through this. We'll make it work. But hey, Dave, you know what we are right now? We're a big inspirational, uplifting show right now. That's what we are.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we're doing. Hey, listen, I've been dying to tell you, Miss Metaverse. I guess about a year ago when you were on this program last, or maybe it was a year before that when you came on, because you've been doing like the once a year, come on, give us some cool knowledge. You were talking about the Oculus, right? When it first came out. Yeah. And you were like, listen, everyone in their house is eventually going to have this. This is the way it's going to be. And I was like, ah, she's talking a crazy shit, but whatever. It's cool. It's awesome. It's like $7,000 or whatever it was when it first came out. And you have to hook it up to a computer. This is bullshit. I want you to know that I was a recipient of the Oculus Quest 2 for Christmas. And not only am I leaving this world and going into a virtual world here soon, I won't come back. I wanted you to know that I may be the best Oculus Quest boxer on the planet.
You know what? Big ups.
It's
respect.
Possible.
It's, you know what? Welcome to the cyber world.
Hey, I'm there.
And you know what? Yeah. Have you been on AltSpace VR yet?
No, but that sounds like something I should do. I'm a big fan. That sounds cool.
It's really just, I think it's just called AltSpace now. But yeah, it's basically like a social app where you have a cheesy kind of generic avatar, but you walk around in these virtual environments through, and you can join it through the Oculus, Oculus Quest and whatnot. And it's cool because, you know, during the lockdown, the worst part of the lockdown, like the first maybe 4 or 6 weeks, I think it was here. And I was doing that. I mean, I had my Oculus and I was like chatting with people, and you go into like a virtual club, and it's funny because I was terrible at moving around in this thing.
Dude,
and they
were
like laughing at me.
I get a little nauseous when I have to walk around.
Yeah.
in apps like Rec Room, like I can't do it because I can't walk around and I can't ride roller coasters. That shit fucks with me up. I can't do it.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's not for everybody, you know. Have you checked out the new Cyberpunk game that came out just recently?
No, but what's it called? I'll check it out for sure. I'm a big fan of Super Shot or Super Hot. That's a fun game where everything moves in slow motion until you move.
Yeah.
That game is
dope.
That's
awesome.
Right now, my addiction is, one, I'm also trained to be a Jedi through Vader Immortal, and I'm almost there. Like, I'm telling you, like, I feel very confident that I'm going to be a Jedi, Dave.
So, what happens when you become a Jedi?
Oh, I mean, what are you talking about? First of all, he's trying to get me to be a Sith, and little does he know that's not going to happen. But I'm learning powers of the Sith, and like I can do the Force choke and grab shit, and it's awesome. What happens is I'm gonna take the vaccine and be able to keep my Jedi powers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude.
Long story short, Miss Metaverse, I'm telling you were absolutely right. The Oculus is amazing. I have so much fun on it.
You have to try Beat Saber. I don't know if you've checked it out yet.
Hell yeah.
Man.
I'm still working on it, but let me tell you what, Beat Saber is the shit.
Yes, I'm a Linkin Park fan, you know, like old school Linkin Park fan. And they have like a Linkin Park special edition thing
I've
you can connect it to. Yeah, so you're doing it to like the Linkin Park songs. Yeah, pretty cool. I'm trying to get my daughter to do it because she loves Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah. Will she do it or no? Because I tell you what, the second I break the Oculus out, like all of my kids show up out of nowhere.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm like, if you guys want to play, you should have asked for one for Christmas. Santa Claus brought me one. He didn't bring y'all this. And my wife's like, don't be a dick, and I'm an asshole. All right, so listen. How do we start cooking on the Oculus? How do we get some cooking demos on there? Because I'm telling you what, I've seen some pretty incredible video content in the VR world now, whether it's even watching. Like, so 3D movies in the movie theater suck. 3D movies on the Oculus are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
See, that would be maybe a selling point for me, because I can't see 3D in the movie theaters. And you keep telling me I can see 3D in the Oculus. So...
Listen, I'm not giving any of our business ideas away, okay?
So you're already on top of this, huh?
Listen, I already see it in my mind right now, but I'll give you a little sample here.
You know some chefs. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right. Well, there's only one chef who I would like to be on this journey, and that's Chef Plum.
Oh.
And also Jeff and Dave. Of course.
Dave, you were third.
That's fine. Three's my favorite number.
Okay, good. You were third.
True. But, all right, I'll spill some deets. What if, right, we have our own VR cooking experience where you get to learn how to make different dishes? Of course, you're not going to be able to actually eat it, but it would be the experience of it. You know, there's so many people. I mean, my husband, he's an author, and he cannot write at home. There's just something with, like, him being at home. I don't know, maybe it's my 8-year-old running around going, woo, on Beat Saber.
Right.
Or it's me, you know, I don't know. but no, it's just one of those things. And but what we do is we'll actually put on, like, on the TV, like an environment, you know, like a cafe sound, and okay. It's on YouTube or something like that. So it's like, it's basically, you know, giving you a simulated experience of being somewhere else in order to achieve something else, like that feeling of it, you know. And that really doesn't exist yet in VR right now, is the feeling of being at a restaurant, you know, being able to socialize. Yeah, I mean, there's probably some environments and other apps you could try something like that, but it's not the sole focus of that game or the app, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing solely dedicated to the simulated experience of either socializing or making food and, you know, being in someone's kitchen, you right. know? I mean, it's all fun stuff, you know?
I mean, if you just do it and you make it fun, you could do it. I don't know if you could do it live and make it kind of interactive and take questions, or you could also just have it recorded and you can kind of see what's going on. And you know, because how you get those really cool 3D shots of it, you could really get a feel for, like, the cuts and how we're cutting this. And how, I mean, you could really get a great feel for that doing it through VR.
Absolutely. And what's cool, too, is, you know, it's a whole gamified experience. And
totally.
You can use the controllers and actually be handling knives and things like that, you know, have different tools. Having the controllers and these updates to Oculus and these other VR systems is so important, and it's only going to get more and more real and interactive. Did you see the movie?
Quest 2, the amazing thing, the Quest 2, it tracks your hands.
Yes. Yeah,
at,
I mean,
90 hertz, which is insane.
Yeah, and what's coming out now, and this is just the beginning, you know, all the top experts that speak to people at really top companies, they've been talking about spatial computing, which is really big. It's okay, just
define
starting
that.
Right
what the
now.
Fuck is that?
So spatial computing is when, let's say you have a phone, the new iPhones probably coming out soon. I think it's even starting in the ones coming out, the new ones now.
I got a 12 Pro. What can I do?
But it basically, what it is, it's kind of like LiDAR. You know how LiDAR is used for autonomous cars to like map out what's around them? So what's going to be happening is we're going to be having that in our phones. And, you know, we already start to have that now with different stores like IKEA, where you can actually try out what the furniture is going to be like in your room and have it measure the room for you. But this is going to get even more and more intense. I mean, the VR systems are going to get more compact. Even how you said in the beginning, when the original Oculus development kit came out, it was so, you know, it was a pain to put together because you had a bunch of different wires you had to tether together, and, you know, and then you had to, it just wasn't there yet. But as you see now, the new stuff coming out, it's starting to get there. And if you've seen the movie Ready Player One,
you're right.
Have
it's
you seen
exactly
that?
What it is. Yeah, that's exactly what it is, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, we're going to have, like, full-body haptic suits. We are going to be in a metaverse. And, I mean, that's really what we're seeing right now. We're seeing the creation of something that will eventually become, like, a digital reality that people can go into and learn anything, interact with people, and eventually, you know, have experiences come to you, or you could go out and have experiences.
I've seen those 360 treadmills now, and like a haptic vest you can get, and like it all connects to your Oculus. And like you can be, Dave, you literally walk on this 360 treadmill sort of situation. You can run. It's crazy.
Yeah, that sounds pretty crazy.
And listen,
yeah,
Miss Metaverse, I'll tell you, I put I'm sure you've seen Richie's Plank Experience. Have you seen this game?
I actually haven't. No.
Oh my God, what are you doing with your life? Okay, listen. So it's what made me want the Oculus. So it's so stupid and simple. You go in, you set your guardian. The guardian is like the area around you that you can play in. Usually you want to set like a 6-foot area if you can. And then what happens is when you get close to the edges, a grid comes up to you in your virtual world so you know you can't go out of that. So it keeps you safe. All right, so you go inside in the game.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about now? And so what happens is you go in the game, you turn around, there's an elevator. You walk into the elevator. And the buttons are plank and a couple other things, and you press it, and the elevator goes up about 150 stories. Door opens up, and Dave, there's a 2x4, and you're supposed to walk out on it and grab the cake off of it.
And oh, my goodness.
My wife can't leave the elevator. She knows she's standing in the living room, but it's so real. And, like, the way the Quest has the speakers on the side, it's kind of haptic. So, like, when the helicopter flies by, you feel it.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
And the sound. Yeah, just the whole feeling. It really is. It's really special.
It's getting there. And it feels like, and there's another thing too, where you can fly in this game, where you get these hand jets and you can fly around, and it feels like, the best thing I can describe is flying like in your dreams. It's really cool. Like, you totally forget your feet are on the floor. It's insane. Your brain like plays tricks on you.
It's really amazing how like that what is it? You called it the guardian, or the area that you block off to the VR. I'll just explain a little bit more. It's basically when you have an Oculus or whatever VR headset. With the Oculus Quest specifically, when you start using it, you have an open space, and you use the controller to map out like a laser of a circle around your open space, which will actually map your room. So next you walk into the space, and it's like you're walking into that reality. It's really cool. Yeah. I mean,
you move in that reality. That's you move in that reality. In that area, you move. You're in the world.
Yeah.
This sounds like The Matrix.
Kind of. Here's what I don't get, though, Ms. Metaverse, and we can move on from the Oculus, because I was just I'm putting you over because you told me years ago everyone's going to get this thing, and we need to figure out some sort of device to put on people's shoes that connects Bluetooth with the headset so you can kick and punch.
Yes. Totally.
Someone's got to be on that already. I'm not breaking ground, I don't think.
And the first game they need to come out with is Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? That would be ridiculous.
GTA 7. Or whatever it is. Real. I don't know.
GTA 46 or whatever it is.
Yeah. For like
oh, my GTA God. Well, listen, so I love the idea of doing food things in there. Maybe we should talk about that offline because I have a – I don't know. We got to figure that out. But the food world is changing. People are adapting. People are doing so many new things. What have you seen with your futuristic brain that's happening in the food world?
Oh, wow. I mean, the most futuristic thing that I think is happening is another thing you opened with. The meatless Mondays at Starbucks?
What in the all fuck right. are we talking about here, right?
Okay. All right. Now, what is going on with Beyond Everything? Okay. You know, first it was the Burger King Impossible Whopper.
Right.
Right? And then, you know, now, I mean, my husband, he gets the Impossible Starbucks. Now Starbucks has an Impossible sausage breakfast sandwich.
No.
Yes. And that's what he gets now. So if we get Starbucks, he'd be like, do they have the impossible sausage croissant sandwich or whatever it is? I'm like, oh, it's the impossible breakfast. I don't even remember the name, man. It's just ridiculous. And then as soon as I looked at my phone, I think it was this morning, it's like Meatless Mondays coming soon or something. I'm like,
what are we talking about here? Like, it's Starbucks. What are you talking about? Meat? Listen, first of all, that meatless stuff, we did a whole bit on it a couple years, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, Dave, you might remember. And we talked about the sodium content in these meatless plant concocts. It's so unhealthy. It's so unhealthy for you.
Yeah. It's like double the amount of a normal Whopper, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it's insane. Hey, by the way, we've been sitting here running our mouths talking about all kinds of crazy shit on the VR and Meatless Mondays or whatever at Starbucks. We haven't even gotten any plugs out there. Dave, where can people find some more information about our good friend Miss Metaverse?
You can find her across all social media platforms at Miss Metaverse.
That's right, and she's going to be relaunching a website soon, and you can go and ask her all the questions about the future. If you want to get a bionic arm, she's the person to contact.
And you also want to go on Cyberpunk 2077 and start playing that game because it's amazing.
Okay, is that the Oculus game, Cyberpunk 2077?
You know what? It's not. I'm playing it on the PC. You know, I have to say, I have a very much love-hate with the game right now. I'm excited about it. There's a lot I love about it. There's a lot of hate about it. It's a whole other show.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
People were saying like it was rushed, but then at the same time, people were rushing for it to be released.
Yeah. So, all right. I'll give you a little background on this Cyberpunk game. The game just dropped, I believe, on December 12th. And this was supposed to be like a historic game release. It was heavily, heavily, heavily advertised. Keanu Reeves is actually the main actor in the game.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a main character throughout the story. Cyberpunk, so the way it works, right? The original story came from, I believe, a tabletop game from like the 80s or 90s. And it was, I forget where it came from, but, you know, the storyline was basically there already, pre-existing. But it was a really big deal. You know, they spent 10 years developing this video game, something like that. That's what I heard. It has a rocket soundtrack. It was supposed to be a huge launch, and I was really excited about it because, you know, they advertised it as an open-world RPG that basically... I was hoping that you'd be able to create your own characters and kind of play with other characters, like that game Rust that's out now. You know, a game where basically you can work together with other people or interact with them in this world. But anyway, long story short, the game came out, and I guess it was so rushed that it was a spectacular flop. Oh, wow. It was so buggy. It was so bad on the consoles like PlayStation that Sony removed it from the store and gave basically refunds to all the people that bought it on consoles.
Wow.
Yep. And, you know, I've been playing it now for probably 2 weeks on PC. And, wow. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here. But speaking of, you know, the whole synthetic foods of the future... spin, there's a lot about that in this game, and it's more of a Grand Theft Auto type of game. You know, it's definitely like a rated mature type of game, let's just say. But yeah, it's very cool. You get to basically build your own cybernetic body. You can upgrade different body parts, and you know, you go on all these different quests, and it's really cool. It's definitely cool. But it's not quite there. And if something like this game were on VR, it would be killer. I mean, we're going to be there soon. I find the whole digital experience and future of this metaverse, let's just say, very exciting. And
yeah, that's a lot of cool shit, man.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that in 2028, food will be tailored to your genome. Have you heard anything about this?
Actually, yes. This is something that's already kind of being done now. In some ways, there's a woman who I was acquaintances with in the futurist community. Her name is Maria Kolovalenko, and she was designing a cookbook to help, I guess, boost life extension. So she had done a ton of research on, you know, what type of diet people should be eating. And the idea is that aging itself happens because our telomeres, which are in our genes, that they shorten throughout our lives. And, like, you know, basically they get, you know, they're long. And then as we get older, they keep shortening. And the shortening of the telomeres is what basically signals our body to age. And if we can somehow reverse this or stop it, we could essentially stop aging. Whoa. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I mean, there are really real people out there that are working on things like that. And I don't think we're too far off from a future where, yes, I think that we probably will at least be prescribed diets that will be best for us and our bodies. And I think that's kind of needed, because I know right now I feel like I eat all types of stuff and I'm just like, I feel like garbage.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
You know, they talk a lot about, too, and just I'm talking like a 10-year period here, how food will be, you know, almost, I hate to say engineered because it sounds bad. You think GMOs when you hear that, and we live in a world now where, you know, everything's wood paneling and from a farm, and, you know, it's which is just a marketing fucking tool. But this manufacturing of food, this genetically modifying of this food will make it almost, you know, guilt-free, not very, you know, not a lot of, you know, fats, and the cholesterol will be better. It's interesting.
The whole storyline in the cyberpunk game is very heavily focused on this synthetic meat future. And a lot of the products, it's basically making fun of it. You know, it's all these, like, cleverly named products, and it's all sludge and, you know, synth sludge, you know, products like that. And you know what? I don't want a future like cyberpunk, you know? No. I mean, we want a positive, you know, abundant future, not scarcity and fakeness and, you know, just coldness, you know? We need to reverse that stuff. And I think this year, you know, last year, 2020, just really showed us how much we really crave that warmth and connection and the experiences. And, you know, it's not going to be the same as it was. But I think it'll be better, you know? I mean, maybe we won't have huge restaurants. Maybe we'll have smaller ones, but it'll be better, you know, for everybody. I don't know. I see positive things coming out of it in the short term, you know? I don't even think it's going to take too long for that change to happen.
I read about a company, Ms. Metaverse, who has made a 3D printer for food, and you can load this thing with different type ingredient capsules that can make all kinds of crazy shit, from like crackers to like pizza dough to croutons, and insane that it just prints it. I guess I'm air quoting prints it.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to say it would be that easy, but
this company has done this, which is crazy. They're called Natural Machines. It's a company that has made this machine that does this. And here's my issue with this. Yeah, I think you're taking the passion out of it a little bit. And there has to be a little bit of passion in food, I think.
Absolutely. Like the food,
your friend
Keurig,
Slippy told us about.
Totally.
Fuck that guy.
You know? Yeah, fuck Slippy.
Slippy was bullshit. Slippy was the burger flipper, if you guys remember, who was at some burger spot out in California. There's more than one of them now. There's one in Colorado. I think there's one in Wyoming. They're all over the place.
Yeah, coming to a McDonald's near you.
How about, have you gone to a Stop and Shop lately? They have fucking robots around Stop and Shop. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, fuck Marty. I've seen Marty, that bastard. Yeah,
dude,
I've seen him.
How fucking weird is that?
And it's like following me around too. Like, I'm like, do I look? Is there something? Am I in some database? I'm sure I am. But
do you want me to answer?
I swear that damn robot was following me around. I'm like, it's got the googly eyes and the smile. It's like, yeah, I see you.
Dave, have you seen this? David?
Yeah, I've seen some of them. Like, they have hand sanitizer and they sweep, pretty much, is what I've gathered so far from watching.
No, Marty Alvarado has a fucking minigun in there. I know he can open up and a minigun comes out.
What?
100%. Marty is no joke. Marty opens it up. He's got a couple of Uzis when he needs them.
So are Marty's like the iRobots?
I think more like the original RoboCop designs that didn't work. That's what I think Marty is. Yeah, I don't know. This is just crazy, Miss Metaverse. Like, we have robots in our grocery stores now. Like, is this something that you would see? Like, we're going to get more of this?
Oh, we are totally getting more of this. Have you seen the robot dogs spot from Boston Dynamics?
I have.
That thing's terrifying.
Yeah. Not only was it in the Black Mirror episode, but now they've been spotted at people's private residences. So,
shit.
Yeah. There was a girl, I think in like Toronto, up in Canada. She was driving down the street like with her friend, and they saw like someone just had one of the robot dogs like outside their home. And she was like, "Oh my god, is that one of those things?" You know? And yeah, it's pretty surreal, like, to actually see them. You know, they are pretty expensive. You know, I would say. I mean, I don't remember the exact price tag of them, but you know, I mean, you know. I don't know. I see positives and negatives about it, but it's freaky, no doubt.
Hey, it doesn't even...
Go ahead.
It doesn't even look like a dog. That's my issue. It looks like something that it looks aquatic. Like you'd hold on to it, and it would pull you through water. Or it's still just... It's creepy. And the way it moves is insane, because I've seen them like being knocked over, and it just pops right back up.
Oh my goodness.
I've seen people walk over and kick it, and I just feel bad. I'm like, I know it's a robot. It doesn't know it's being kicked, but I just still feel bad for it.
did you see the like end of the year robot dancing video that like Boston Dynamics came out with, the same company that made that dog? Boston Dynamics is the company. They're based in Boston. And they come out with these... Yeah, they come out with these, you know, clever, like, viral videos of their bigger robots, like the ones that are the humanoid-sized,
right,
and also the robot dog ones. And, you know, they'll have them dancing. And anyway, they just came out with this video, and it's the different models of the robots that they have. And they were dancing to "Do You Love Me? Do You Love Me?"
Right.
And... You know, but they're the way that these machines are moving, right? It's so creepy, and just thinking about everything that's been happening, and it's like, this is the way we're ending 2020, you know,
so
with
crazy.
this cheery, like, okay, here come the robots. It's like, oh.
Here come the robots.
People aren't ready for this.
Dude, so what do you think are a couple of things here coming up in the next 6 months to a year, or even... You know, coming up soon, let's not put a time frame on it, that we're going to start to see that we're going to be like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, our technology is moving really fast.
I think that, you know, VR and augmented reality are going to keep coming towards us. They're going to become more important. And I think we're going to see a really big boom of experiences, everything from dining in at restaurants to, you know, traveling and... just living life again. You know, I think so much of us crave that right now. And
right.
I think when it comes back, it's going to be good. I think we need that, you know, we need positive change, and we were ready to rock again once this COVID thing is gone the way of the dinosaurs.
and we're heading that direction for sure. I think
yeah.
we're heading that direction. A question coming in here from one of our good brothers. He wants to know, hey, Miss Metaverse, what do you think is the biggest resource that might become in higher demand after COVID that people might not be thinking about?
Ooh, resource. Okay. Well, if you want to go down the rabbit hole a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to get you to go on the rabbit hole for like an hour now, and you're walking around it, but you won't jump.
All right. Well, actually, the Bush family, back around in, I think, the early 2000s, this is the future decades ago.
Let's do it.
But anyway, they ended up buying all this land in Paraguay. And this was like a story that was kind of reported in the media, but like it really wasn't talked about. But I knew as soon as I heard about it, I was like, oh, here we go. So where they bought land in Paraguay happens to be located where the world's largest fresh water supply is.
Ooh.
Yes. So, you know, that just signals to me that, you know, and they say things like this, that water you know, will be more scarce, climate change, X, Y, and Z. I heard that, you know, they're starting to put water on the stock market and things like this. It's actually happening now.
I buy my water in a can. I don't know if I told you that. I really do. I buy from this company called Liquid Death, and I love it.
Really?
Swear to God, it's in a can.
They put demons in those cans.
Ah, whatever. A little demon ain't ever hurt nobody.
Yeah, just like the Monster energy drinks. Wasn't that a thing a long time ago? People are freaking out about Monster drinks. They're evil.
Yeah, I don't know. So. I'm sending you a picture of the can now so you can see it. So you think water, is going to be a commodity?
Yes, and also, too, crypto is going to keep booming. Like Bitcoin?
Is that not crypto? Am I wrong on that?
Oh, absolutely. Bitcoin is probably the most famous crypto.
Okay.
There's another one getting ready to pop up, too. Like, there's, like, three or four that are just, like, starting to, like, boom.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's, websites like Coinbase. Coinbase started out with Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. And Ripple is another really popular one. They just recently stopped, like, they put a hold on trading Ripple, I believe. But anyway, you know, these things have been going up and down. But I do believe altcoins, you know, crypto in general, are here to stay. And one thing to look out for is central bank gold-backed currencies that are coming out. The central bank digital currencies coming out, that's being talked a lot about. It's in the regulatory stages, from what I understand. And I'm sure that there is going to be some things changing with that. But it's all going to be connected. So, you know, I do think, you know, I don't give any financial advice because that's just not my job. But, you know, from what I've observed, it does seem like it goes up and down. So I think with anything, you know, it's probably interesting time to buy when it's lower, and, you know, it will go back up.
Hey, we're a big time financial show right now, Dave. We're helping people invest. That's what we do.
Yeah, no, definitely not for me.
That's what we do. Hey, get your Bitcoins, right? Go to the mall, get yourself a couple Bitcoins. You're good to go.
Actually, you want to hear something funny. Brett, my husband, went to this event. I think it was back in, like, 2008 or something, 2010. It was when Bitcoin really wasn't a thing yet at all. It was very new. And he was at a conference he was speaking at, and they had a Bitcoin ATM machine.
What?
And, yep, they had a Bitcoin ATM machine because, like, Bitcoin was just coming out, and they were encouraging people to buy Bitcoins from an actual physical ATM machine.
But it's not a physical thing.
Well, I guess you were able to buy it that way. I mean, it still does exist now, you know? Basically, like, you can buy, like, a physical token, I guess. You know, it does.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously, like, people don't really do that, but you can buy it. It's all digital, you know?
Right. It's all digital.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they actually give you a physical coin. I'll have to ask them about that. But, yes, it's definitely a touchy subject because all he had to do was, you know, go to the ATM, take out, like, $100-$200 or something at the time, and the Bitcoins were, like, you know, on the cents of the dollar at the time, it just came out.
So much money.
And now, one Bitcoin today is at or just hovering around $40,000. It's at an all-time high right now.
Oh, listen, here's where we come into play. I got some friends. We could build a DeLorean. We could make it. we could get some. What kind of crystals do they use, Dave? Do you remember what they used to run the DeLorean?
Dilithium crystals.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, all right, and a little plutonium. Dave, can you get some plutonium? He's in Detroit. Dave can get anything. Can you get some plutonium?
Yeah, actually, there's plutonium.
Oh, wait, no. Is that Star Trek?
Dilithium crystals is for something. I don't think that's...
It's from Star Trek, man. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, well, I think so.
But they use plutonium, and the good news is Dave's in Detroit. He can get that for us. Dave, we need a little plutonium.
It's actually, like, underneath Michigan right now. It's in the salt mines.
So you can probably get some?
I mean, I sure.
All right. So, Ms. Metaverse, we're gonna get a we're gonna go back in time to where your husband was at this event, and we're gonna tell him, hey, you know what we're gonna do? I'm gonna give him a couple $100 and say, give me a couple of them bitcoins too while you're at it.
Yeah, 100%. We'll be kings.
Do you think we're kings? We were kings. Do you think that would fuck up the space time continuum though? Maybe we shouldn't do that.
You know what? My favorite TV show is Fringe. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it.
You've told me about the show.
Of course. Of course I have. but yeah, you know, they say you can't change the past because if you do, it's going to set off a whole chain of events. It's like the butterfly effect, you know? So wow. I don't know. I think everything happens for a reason. We're supposed to be in this timeline right now because it's right where we belong.
Damn. All right, hey, okay, a couple more. Dave, get your questions in there. Sorry, I was gonna throw it to you here, but go ahead. I was going to give her a couple more and get her out of here. It's getting late.
Oh, sorry about that. Never mind that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You got get yours in there. You get the co-host chair tonight. You can do whatever you want.
I actually forgot, like, as we were talking about, like, with the whole deal. Like, never mind. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ, Dave. Fucking professional co-host right there. That's my buddy Dave. He's helping everybody out.
Well, like, I was just going to say, like, if you can travel back in time and you're supposed to be in that and you're supposed to be traveling back in time in that moment, isn't that supposed to happen anyway?
Yeah. Because it's like the future doesn't actually change. The timeline does. We've all watched Endgame.
Right, but, like, if you're in the future and you travel back, if you're supposed to be in that timeline of traveling back, then automatically it was supposed to happen.
Yeah, it's all the same then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you, so we're good. Don't worry, we got this.
Let's go get rich.
I love it. I'm down. Go get that plutonium, Dave.
All right.
We'll hit up that Bitcoin ATM.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Hey, listen, Ms. Metaverse, let me ask you, and I can't thank you enough for your time. We appreciate the hell out of you for coming on here and spending some time with us tonight. I alluded to it earlier when I talked about how fast our technology is moving right now, and it really is moving at phenomenal speeds. And all the crazy shit coming out now from the government, now having 180 days to... We got to start a countdown by that, Dave. I want to do that, by the way, because that was a while ago. Anyway, you saw this, I'm sure, 180 days to tell us all the information they have on extraterrestrials and all the other crap. It's in that bill. They all signed. They have to do it. Whether they do it or not, we'll ever see, but they're supposed to do it. And then over the summer, you know, where we're in the thick of COVID, and the U.S. government goes, yeah, no, we've got an alien spacecraft, but hey, remember COVID, keep it moving, don't worry about it. The T's and P's to everybody. I mean, the aliens have been here, haven't they? Like, we're getting technology from them. It has to be.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up.
We got to get you on. We have our conspiracy people on. You'd have a lot of fun with them.
Are you kidding me? I totally belong with the tinfoil hats. Squad. I am totally down.
You saw the crazy shit our government did, right? And no one really paid attention.
Yes. I heard about the 180 days. That's a real thing. There's a 180 day countdown. Yep. That for all the agencies to basically share whatever data they have on this UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. UAPs, right?
Just all the alien shit.
Yes.
Sorry, I, you know, I got a way of with words. Some people call me a wordsmith. what the hell was that?
Listen, disclosure is coming, all right? So buckle up, because you know what? I think everybody knows that, you know, extraterrestrials, interdimensionals, whatever they are, there's something, right?
Course.
And there's so many videos. I mean, I grew up in the metaphysical section of bookstores. Okay. I remember the Barnes and Noble days when finding UFO books were next to the self-help section. Okay. Like the kooky corner.
Wait, can you cast spells? Somebody know about you?
Listen, I don't have to cast any spells. I just manifest with the positive vibes.
Hey, listen, this is a judgment-free zone. Whatever you call your spell casting is cool with me. All right, so listen, our technology, as fast as it's moved, as fast as where we are right now, I can go put a headset on and be in a whole different world and team with four other elven fucking archers and fight off orcs as long as I want.
Yeah, 100%.
It has to be I mean, how the fuck does it happen this fast?
Oh, well, you know what? I think that there's been some type of, you know, extraterrestrial or something that has been here for a long time. And, you know, maybe the time is getting close for that to happen. I mean, I think people have been pretty aware that there's something going on. And Listen, where I was going with the Barnes & Noble thing is that I've seen so much information come out, especially, you know, since YouTube. And even from when YouTube came out until now, there are so many videos that are coming out of people just... you know, in their yards filming these UFOs, these red orbs, or, you know, these different crafts in the sky, and the way that they move, it's not CGI. It's, you know, there's something there. And totally. I think we're going to find out some things. And, you know, I mean, listen, Ronald Reagan said it, didn't he? That, you know, if only there was some universal alien threat that basically it would unite the world.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
Independence
Day.
Did you just fucking tell us what's gonna happen? Our world's falling to pieces, everything's fucking blown up around us, shit's crazy, and what's gonna happen? The aliens are gonna come, we're gonna all pull together. Fucking Independence Day. Oh, we need Will Smith. Who else do we need, Dave?
Bill
Pullman.
Yeah,
fuck Bill Pullman. Can we make him president just for this?
That's going to be kind of hard, isn't it?
No,
we already had the actor in the White House, so why not Bill Pullman?
Yeah, so we need Bill Pullman. We need Will Smith. Who else do we need? Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid's got to be there.
We do need Randy Quaid. I thought Bill Pullman died.
Don't Jeff?
Did he?
Fuck it.
No,
I think so.
How dare you besmirch the good name of Bill Pullman?
Pullman. You see, you can't even say it.
Oh, he's alive.
Is he?
Yeah, he's.
Who died?
I think.
Was he just on CSI?
I don't know. What? That could be a rerun.
I didn't play any sound effects tonight. Wow. Holy shit. You heard it here first. And let me tell you something right now, Miss Metaverse. We have a friend of ours who works at Homeland Security who comes on this program who basically all but said, there's 100% aliens. And they've been here. He basically, Dave, you remember this? He basically all but said that.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's real high up at Homeland Security. And, like, he comes on here under a fake name and shit.
Everybody's out here just trying to expose aliens. Maybe aliens just want to be left alone and, you know, chill and start a new life.
Why y'all keep fucking with us? We gave y'all the meatless Mondays at Starbucks. We gave you pistachio fucking cappuccinos. Leave us the fuck alone.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to, like, show you a better way of life and, you know, be like, take some naps and eat some fucking vegetables, man.
Now
we're going to expose them.
Bill Pullman for president 2024. I just had a double check on this. It appears that Bill Pullman is alive. I say that start working on that, you know, for our alien friends to come down and help unite the whole world in an awesome future.
For our Independence Day. I wish I could remember that speech.
This is our Independence Day.
Oh my god. That movie was the shit. That movie was awesome. When it first came, it doesn't really hold up, but it was awesome when it first came out. Miss Metaverse, you were the best to talk to. I always have so much fun hanging out with you. We appreciate the hell out of you taking some time to join us here on the program on this goofy ass show. Big time alien show tonight. So that was good. I like that. We're big alien. Dude, you're the best. We always love talking to you. You come on here, you break knowledge for us, you teach us things we didn't know about. Hell, we covered the gamut of everything, Dave. We got fake burgers. We talked about Meatless Mondays. We talked about VR. We talked about robots and video games and fucking. I mean, we're all over the place, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we transcend time and space. We're like multidimensional and shit now. We're out here with Miss Metaverse.
And then,
talking about the future.
Just so you guys know, tonight, what's today's date? Today is January 7th, 2021. Plum Love Foods Live around 11 o'clock tonight. Miss Metaverse told us the exact reason why the alien shit's coming out and how it's going to pull us all together like fucking Independence Day. Mark her words. That's what's happening. I tell you what, that's the truth. Ms. Metaverse, you were the best. We wish nothing but the best for you and your family. Thank you for your time tonight, and I look forward to talking to you on down the road.
Thanks, chefs.
And we'll see you. Thanks.
Bye.
There she goes, the one and only Ms. Metaverse. Dave, I feel like she broke some news there on us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up.
Did you hear that?
Definitely. It'll be an interesting next few months. I mean, I've been waiting for the aliens to just pop up and be like, hey, you guys need to chill out, or we're just going to put all of Earth on detention.
Joining us right now is a gentleman who has served his country like a champion. He's an acclaimed chef, a warrior in his own right, Chef Dan Monroe. What's up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo, I don't know if you heard. I was trying to get you in here, and I couldn't find a good opening to get you in. Did you hear what she just said?
Yo, said a lot of things. The whole alien thing, dropping that knowledge. Yo, why, yo, fuck Will Smith. Fuck Bill Pullman.
What?
We're going to come through. Good luck. We're going to come through. We're going to ride up, free and deep, handle business, start cooking food. Aliens going to be like, yo, that shit is fire. We're going to be like, yo, we're going to save the world.
First off, don't be talking shit about the Fresh Prince.
I
right?
gotta
ever
agree.
In your life.
I mean, listen, Will Smith, I mean, look, listen. He came from the hood and went to Bel Air and made it work. Like, I'm just saying, I can't have you besmirching the good name, you know?
Yeah, listen, man, I love Will Smith. He's a good dude. With him, Jan,
this goes down, we need someone to punch an alien exoskeleton in the face and say, welcome to Earth.
Yeah, and how could you, like, the only person that can do that is somebody, you know, West Philadelphia, born and raised. And you know what he did?
The playground is where he used to spend most of his days.
Exactly. Shooting out, relaxing out, maxing out, you know, shooting evil outside of the school.
Hey, and when a couple of guys were up to no good, they started making trouble in his neighborhood.
He punched the alien in the fucking face, Dan.
Said, welcome to Earth, bitch. Fucking, who else, you know who else we need? We need fucking, Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum. Gotta have Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum flew up there with him.
That's
what
right.
about Sigourney Weaver? I mean, we're going to talk about aliens. We're going to talk about battling aliens.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver.
These aren't these all.
This is a different. This is a different type of aliens, Dan. I don't think you were paying attention.
I pray to God it's not those aliens.
I think that the point of uniting us together is bringing all the alien badasses together to fight the aliens. Like, imagine that. It'd be like Endgame. We get Sigourney Weaver come through with Will Smith. She got a laser gun. Will Smith flies a little plane. You know what I mean?
All right. He's on to something here. I'm with that.
Oh, those aliens terrify me, though. Like, terrify me. Like, they have acid that they spit, or their blood's acid. So even if you kill them, you still might get fucked up.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that shit.
Yeah. Like, the ones in Independence, they didn't really leave the spaceships too much. So it's just, like, take that shit out.
I mean, you got to carry, like, a flame fire retardant blanket to put on the acid, or some water, a little salve, maybe.
Did you pronounce that?
President is Jack Nicholson from Mars Attacks.
Yes.
He was the president in that one. And he stood up against some fucking big headed aliens. And those motherfuckers had to face the guns to just beam you out.
I hope it's those ones.
Yo, let me tell you what. I hope it's those two, because I'm telling you right now, as the top Oculus boxer in the world, I will fucking punch an alien in the face. I will knock an alien the fuck out. I got a combo now. Dan, I haven't talked to you. I saw your text. I just have been fucking swamped. I'm telling you right now, I know you bought the Oculus. I can't wait to talk to you more about it. Bro, I'm deep now. I'm deep.
I can't wait to box you. I'm
No, we didn't box each other. We're fighting other people. You don't understand.
We can't box each other?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never tried that. But that's a whole other story. She broke on this
on
program.
That.
Look, she broke on this program. Why do you keep yelling?
Sorry.
Dan's all fired up. Hey, did you hear about Jeffy? We lost Jeffy.
Yeah, I know, man. It's fucked up, yo. I sent the box of chocolates.
Oh, that's nice of you. I mean, his family will enjoy that. I don't know if Jeffy's going
to
be there.
You sent a box of chocolates to someone who died, and you know that life is like a box of chocolates, that's and there true. Is no life left in Jeffy?
I mean, it's a good point.
Yeah, the box is completely empty.
That's fucked up.
Hey.
Oh, man.
about wrestling.
I just can't believe the way she linked that shit together. And like the second she started going down that path, it clicked in my brain. I'm like, holy shit, she's fucking right. That's why all this shit's coming together.
Yeah, but now I'm freaking out of like what type of aliens is. If it's Mars Attacks aliens, it's still gonna suck, but it's not gonna be like as terrifying.
Knock, knock, knock.
What if it's the Predator? Those are motherfuckers that are aliens.
Fuck,
too.
We can't fight a bunch of Predators, Dan.
No, I'm gonna take a nap until it's done.
They're gonna find you while you're sleeping.
Fight them. I can fight them.
You gonna fight a Predator?
I will fight any fucking thing.
Dan, I don't want you to die. I can't just send you out there fighting people. We gotta come up with a plan and be smart.
We're gonna cover Dan in mud and send him out there.
Not bad. Yo, they can't see.
I'm already covered in mud.
What?
You never know.
What? What's happening over there? Shit's getting weird. That's so fucked up, man. That whole alien thing has got my brain turning. Like, is that really what's about to happen? Is that why they're putting all this shit out there?
Hmm.
Yeah, whatever. Aliens is aliens. I mean, what are they going to do? Tell you something you already knew?
Because I just want to be first and be like, go back, listen to Plum Love Foods Live Season 11, Episode 16. We said that shit was going to happen. We tell them the future. Yo, give us $7 million. Dollars.
Make a TikTok of it.
$7 million. I don't know.
$7 million.
Listen, that's all I could think of. Dave, Dan, you guys tell me future food, right, before we get out of here. What do you think would be the most helpful thing we could get in the future as far as the food business goes? And assume the food business is back to normal. Dan, why don't you go first? What's something that we get? Pizza technology, some type of food? What do you think it would be to be the most helpful?
Honestly, I'm saying we're going to go back when it comes to, I would say, conventional technology. And really go back into the grassroots of food and really make it more localized and more readily available to you so that if a situation like this pops off, you ain't worried about a truck of fucking romaine from California coming over to fucking the East Coast. Like, it doesn't make any sense when we can have farms in this local area. So I think that the farming industry is going to be that technology. It's going to be that new uprising of you know, farmers and chefs and stores and everything kind of coming together and being more localized through that aspect, and that's going to be my idea of what the future is going to hold for food.
That's so like regional. It's actually going to be regional again. Like, you're not going to see
regional,
like,
yeah,
you're not going to see like fucking avocados on every menu now, and like that. Yeah, actually, I could see that. Yeah,
that's good. That's good. I like that too. That's actually a really good, thoughtful, you know, answer to the question, because I think he might be right on that. What about you, Dave? What do you see?
I like his answer better than mine. So
now I gotta know what yours is.
I was just gonna be a dick and be like, jobs. That would be. Just let us open up.
I just said in the question was assuming everything is normal. Just go with everything is normal. What do you think would be helpful?
Oh, I missed the everything is normal.
I think you're gonna see a lot more cannabis in food. I really do.
That is actually something I'm seeing out here. There's just like pop-ups of, you know, like infused cannabis dinners, and it's advertised publicly, and you pay a ticket price and you go in. I agree on that one too.
Is it what's the legal status of it in Detroit?
You can walk around with like 2.5 ounces.
Damn.
And then, yeah, and then if you're doing. Medical, and you have patients, you think it's like 15 ounces, just like an ounce shy of a pound.
Nice. Wow. All right. Well, there you go. Chef Frankie chimed in. He said he's with you. He agrees. That's the way it's going to go. All right, gentlemen. I think it's time to put a bow on this motherfucker right here and get us the hell out of here. What do you think?
Yo, can I mention one more thing real quick?
Nope. All done mentioning.
I don't mean.
Of course you can, dude.
One more thing I think for the future is going to be the white tablecloth restaurants are going to be like few or far between, and that casual dining is going to be the norm, and even I think takeout and people as families and as I think there's going to be more of a takeout scene where maybe people take food to different locations like picnic tables in the park and things like that, and it goes back to that whole nature thing that people are going to be more into that, because I think that people really took to the whole takeout thing when it came down to it. Like you said, some people are really
thriving.
doing well, depending on how they set up their situation. And I think that's going to change a lot of how people eat out.
What if that like leads to automakers putting like little dining tables inside of cars, and then all of a sudden it's just like the Jetsons?
What the hell are you talking about?
Or, I mean, it could just take it back.
It's like take out like yeah, because like
there's a chick on roller skates brings you your food.
That would yeah, like a Sonic or an A&W.
Hey, you guys know that in Bethel, Connecticut, you think there's a place called the Sycamore Diner that still does that, and like they still. Like brew their own root beer. They have a soda jerk. Like it's pretty dope.
Nice.
Yeah, that place is awesome.
Gentlemen, welcome to 2021.
Yeah,
we're off to a great start.
Dude, Dr. Dre's in like ICU. Everything went ape shit yesterday.
Yeah,
and then we're off to an amazing start.
He's
so
doing
far.
Well though. He's doing well. He's talking though.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm just, yeah.
Well, listen.
Waiting on the aliens.
Waiting on the aliens.
You got to stay positive, and like I said, you know, I've been preaching about it every episode, you know, the past two episodes. I'm going to say it again. Be accountable. Dan, I'm not sure if you heard my rant last week, but
I did.
I think it's important, man, and to look after each other, care about each other, be accountable for yourself and for your family and for your pod of people. Be accountable for each other. And we'll make it through all this, man, because we're getting there. There is a light. We can see that shit. You know, here in Connecticut, they are going to allow food service workers to be in the next round of vaccinations, which is pretty cool.
Really? Nice.
I'm breaking news here, by the way.
Breaking news on Plum Love Foods that. Live, Thursdays at 10.
Dave, that was fucking incredible right there. That was... We didn't clap for Miss Metaverse when she left. From now on, we're supposed to clap for everybody.
Oh shit! Let's do it now.
Come in. Yeah, we got some fun.
Dan, clap.
I'm clapping.
All right.
Can't clap too loud. My house echoes.
Yeah. So, which is pretty cool, man. I mean, I think you see a lot of states doing that because food workers should be. They should be up there if you want, and they shouldn't be forced. But if they want to get it, you should be able to get it.
Yeah, all them vaccinations are kind of weird because people who are at home working are getting vaccinations for some fucking reason.
Well, you know, they want to go outside sometimes, probably.
I
that would be my
stories
guy.
About hospitals like, oh, they were going to throw out 500 doses because they... What?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of weird, sketchy shit going on. It's fucking... It fuels all that damn fire. It's like, yo, why can't we just do shit the right way? Why can't we just fucking just do it the way we're supposed to do it and call it a day?
Dude, I saw like a caravan of tour buses with police escort, and I'm pretty sure that was like a huge stock of what was like Michigan's vaccinations. It was like half the highway, all
hopefully
buses.
Hopefully they didn't put that shit down over the plutonium.
The plutonium's in the salt mines.
Well, all I know is that Dan and I are coming to Detroit. We got to go to hang out in the plutonium and get some superpowers.
I don't think you should. It's like really guarded too.
You fucking swam across into Canada. You can get through there.
This is different, and I still got caught. It's not like didn't get caught.
Once I get my Oculus, and he has his Oculus, we're gonna be trained professionals.
I'm telling you, look, Dan, I'm gonna get you in this fucking Jedi training, and let me tell you, it's a whole...
Yeah, but I want to be a Sith Lord,
bro. It's a whole dude. I don't want to talk about it. It's bullshit.
All right, so I have a question for you guys since you're both getting an Oculus.
Yeah.
Once you get this Jedi training, what are you going to do? Like, do you get a fucking lightsaber in real life? What is this training for? Like, are you waiting? Are you getting trained before the technology's out?
Dave,
like,
I don't want you to fucking come in here and ruin our shit, all right? Like, you can't fucking come in here and just start shitting on us for having a good time.
Why do you think I'm trying to talk shit? Maybe I'm trying to understand it. You know what, Dan, are you getting a lightsaber after you finish your Jedi training? Because apparently,
one day there might be a lightsaber, but if worst case scenario, I can wield a sword. I mean, it's a win-win. I got
that
out of
not the same.
Look, let me tell you something. As the Sith Lord that I am in this game, when I'm in the training room, in the dojo, they call it, I find myself using my force powers more than my lightsaber.
Yo, let me ask you a question. If you can make lightsaber any way you want, how would you make it?
Yo.
To where it's real.
What?
Because I make an axe lightsaber. Like, why isn't there an axe lightsaber? Like, I want my axe head to be a lightsaber type thing.
You
where I can just, like, chop shit in half. fly. That's not fair.
He said, "What? Why?
God damn it! I'm gonna throw him to White House."
You can't, because the beam just shoots out of the. It burns through the crystal. Like it doesn't. You can't take a shape.
Oh, it swims to the crystal. Oh, it shoots out the crystal.
Was it there like a?
Yeah, but they I've seen shapes.
Yeah, there was one that was curved.
Yeah, they had.
Was it Mace Windu or whatever? His fucking lightsaber had a curve on it. It was like an Ergo Chef knife. Ergonomically,
he's got bad
to your hands.
Look, we're not going to judge Mace Windu for having fucking arthritis in his wrist. All right, he does what he's got to do. It's all about the hand. That's the handle that's got the curve. It's not the. It's not the blade.
But then, this. I don't know. I'm not a lightsaber engineer. I don't know how that shit works, but I'm pretty sure there was a curve somewhere within. I'm gonna Google that shit.
All right. Well, listen.
I know I've used the sword and I've used the axe, and I'd much rather use the axe. I got this long, like, nice axe. I could just like chop stuff.
All right. I gotta stop talking about this because there's just so much to say. But there's three chapters of this game. It's not even a game. It's like more like a movie that you're in. It's called Vader Immortal. You can get all three chapters for like $20. And it's like literally being in a movie. And let me tell you something. The first time that fucking Vader walks up to you, yo, he's like 7 foot tall. It's fucking scary. I'm not going to lie to you. It's fucking like...
Does he talk as James Earl Jones?
Yes, dude. Yes.
Oh, he does?
You don't even know. Like,
yes. He talks like is James Earl Jones' voice?
It's fucking Vader.
I might bust a nut playing that game.
Bro, what? When he first walked up to me, I took the headset off and said, I don't know if I can do this. It's so
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude.
Oh, I can't wait to play with my wife. My wife is going to love that.
It's a whole other world, man.
Like, so, like, are they gonna do, like, a Resident Evil type thing or, like,
there's
Silent
tons
Hill?
Of horror games. I haven't even fucked with those yet.
I like the Spy Hunter games, like the fucking, like, Splinter Cell.
Dude, they got Star a great Cop. One where you're in a kayak the whole time. And you're trying to stop a nuke. You have 24 hours to stop a nuke of the war.
But yeah, you can do that in real life.
Terrified
you
of
might
water.
Have to do that in real life. Sorry, Dan.
Yeah, you guys just stepped all over each other. All right, we can continue this off the air. Let's get off this fucking show. We appreciate the hell out of all you guys for listening to us, man. Here on here rambling about this stuff. Big shout out to our guest tonight, Miss Metaverse. Dave, where can we find it, Miss Metaverse? Give us some information. Get it out there for her.
All social media platforms, Miss Metaverse.
That's
we're
it.
We're talking to Instagrams. Yep. We're talking the Facebooks.
What?
The TikToks,
what?
I think.
Oh, yeah.
The Twitters. The Twitters. Miss Metaverse is not banned on Twitter for life. Ooh, so that's a good thing. Unlike some people out in the world. Yeah. All those media platforms.
There you go. So make sure you check her out. Big shout out to her to learn more things about the future. Next week, we'll be back here. Hopefully, we're hoping Jeff will be with us. If he doesn't make it, stay tuned. We'll see. Hopefully, he makes it through. T's and P's, Jeffy, we love you. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan, always a pleasure. Dave, thank you for pinch hitting. Nice job.
Rob, you really want that knife roll, huh?
Listen, I don't want to see things. I don't like things to go to waste. That's all. I like things to go to waste. You know what I'm saying?
It's all that Damascus.
That's it. Hey, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. We'll see you guys next week on Plum Love Foods Live. Peace!
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.